The Peter Norman Story by Matt Norman and Andrew Webster. Read by Matt Norman. The package arrived nearly 25 years too late, but it could not have landed on Peter Norman's doorstep soon enough. He opened it up, took out the VHS tape, and then limped towards the kitchen and pulled a cold beer from the fridge. That bloody leg. 7 years earlier, he snapped the Achilles tendon in his left leg while running for nothing more than fun and show in a D-grade relay in front of 300 people at Aberfeldy Park in the Melbourne suburb of Essendon. On 16 October 1968, at the Olympic Games in Mexico City, he was being hailed as the fastest white man in the world in front of 84,000 people in the Estadio Olimpico Universitario. Peter believed he had been one of those lucky souls who always found himself in the right place at the right time and on the right side of history. That day at Aberfeldy Park was the wrong time. It had sent his life down the hole into a free fall of alcohol and addiction to prescription medication that had, by his very own admission, almost destroyed him. In Mexico City all those years before, he'd drawn the attention of the world. Now he was just a man, as vulnerable as the rest of us. He pulled a cold beer from the fridge, slotted the tape into the video recorder, and plopped down on the leather sofa with the remote control in his hand. He stared at the television. He couldn't turn it on. The tape had found its way to him following a discussion with a producer from Channel 7. The network planned to send Peter to the United States so he could meet up with former adversaries on the track, now his brothers-in-arms, Tommy Smith and John Carlos, for a program commemorating the 25th anniversary of the men's 200 metres at the 1968 Olympic Games in Mexico City. Despite a silver medal and an Australian record time that would stand 50 years later, that race had become an afterthought. History better remembered the 200 metres in Mexico not for the event, but the moment that followed it. "You must get a buzz every time you see the video," the Channel 7 producer had said enthusiastically to Peter. "I probably would," he replied, "but I haven't seen it." The producer's eyes bulged. He hadn't seen it? "I was looking at it the day before yesterday," the producer said. "I'll send you a copy." Sure, Peter had occasionally glanced a still image from the race, but nothing more than that. Never any footage of the 20 seconds when the rest of the planet had been watching. 20 seconds and 20 minutes that had changed his life and led to a moment that changed the world. And now here it was, in all its grainy black and white glory, on a VHS tape, ready to breathe life into those heady days of October 1968. He turned on the TV and pressed play. The film magically transported him back to the thin air of Mexico City. He watched the first rounds, which were held on day 3 of competition. He was a notoriously poor starter, but he finished like a freight train. He was just determined to adhere to the unwritten team credo established when the Australians first checked into the athletes' village. You don't finish last, and you cannot be beaten by a POM. When he finished his first round heat and regained his breath, Peter looked up at the time and discovered he'd won in 20.2 seconds, a new Olympic record. Suddenly, he had the world's attention. The tape kept playing and memories continued to flood back in. He saw Smith equal his Olympic record in the second round. He saw Carlos better it in the first semi-final, with Peter not far behind him in second. And now he could hear Tony Charlton, the Melbourne radio and television broadcaster with a voice as smooth as velvet, as the runners started to line up in the final.